Hey, let's do one on Brandy, Brandy Holston, Holston. She was born 10/19/76. Today is 5/18. Chief complaint, I want to lose weight. Number two, headache. Next number is stuffy nose. Next number is palpitation issues. Next number, she's been on phentermine before, would like to start phentermine again. Next number, has had issues with her thyroid. Told she had some nodules at one time. Next number, rule out fatty liver because of increased liver function test previously. Next number is leg pain, arm pain. Next number is feels like she has swelling in her neck on the right side. This is a 45-year-old woman, works at a funeral home here in town. She's married 27 years, has three children. She drinks very little. She doesn't smoke. She had a hysterectomy back in 2008. She's been on bioidentical hormones, and she continues to gain weight despite exercising, watching her weight, doing intermittent fasting, and other things to help with the weight loss period. The paragraph, she's been on phentermine before and would like to restart her phentermine to lose the weight. Her goal is to lose about 20 to 25 pounds, period. Surgery, gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy total. Medical problems, thyroid problems, again, possible nodules from the past, postmenopausal, surgical, post-surgical menopausal medication, hormones per local pharmacy. It's compounded, so they're bioidentical hormones and thyroid medication. Doses are not known. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, Levaquin. Family history. What's the matter, family history?
Her mom.
Oh, her mom had kidney cancer, right, and heart problems. That's family history. Review of system as above. Patient weighs 198 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 76, 140 over 81. Heart positive, small blood vessels, lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted, especially on the right side, the large corneal focal trace, edema lower extremity, skin shows the rash. Assessment number one, increased weight. The patient is going to start the skinny pill per our local pharmacy in quotation, which includes a combination of phentermine, Topamax, and naltrexone. Period. New paragraph, patient does have what looks like acute sinusitis. Next number, she does have lymphadenopathy on the right side, especially. Next number, treat with Decadron 8 milligram now, Persephone gram now, Augmentin 875 BID. Next number, check blood work, including TSH. Next number, as far as her palpitation is concerned, we looked at an echocardiogram, which is normal. This was also done because phentermine can sometimes cause valvular abnormalities, and she required a baseline echocardiogram and big letters, and because she had an abnormal EKG. Number two, abnormal EKG. Consistent with left fascicular bundle branch block. We'll keep an eye on this and recheck. Next number may need to see a cardiologist. Next number patient will check her blood pressure on the medication, especially since it contains phentermine. Next number, because of history of vertigo in the past, we did a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of history of thyroid nodules slash cysts, we looked at her thyroid. No cysts were found. Next number, she has had some swelling in the lower extremity. At the end of the day, for this reason, PVD and DVT was ruled out. None was noted on the ultrasound and Doppler studies. Next number, because of arm pain, we looked at her arm as well, and there was no evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, she does have a slight fatty liver. Next number, because of her family history of kidney cancer, we looked at her kidneys that were within normal limits. Next number, spleen looked normal. Next number, she's had a total hysterectomy in the lower abdomen. Next number, her bladder looked normal. Next number, findings were discussed with patients. See medications prescribed, and we'll see patient next month. Her goal was discussed. And we'll adhere to the goal during the visits for phentermine for the phentermine slash topamax slash naltrexone therapy. Thank you.